your reaction to the 2-2 draw at Seaview?
I'm delighted with the point, but disappointed we didn't win the game because, you know, I think more than matched them in the second half. I still like to see the one they disallowed for offside, because for me it didn't look offside from where I was, but you know, he cut the ball back. But as I say, at the end of the day, it was an interesting one for the official, who I think all night, you know, I don't want to comment too much on it, but I think, you know, we were fighting him as well, to be honest. But you know, talking about us, I thought, you know, the boys looked fit after the 2 games in 2 days. They didn't look tired. Their energy levels, you know, looked up there with the best teams I've seen, to be honest, because, you know, you're asking players, as I said, this part-time players, to go and play 2 games in 48 hours, and the way we went about our job tonight, you know, I thought that every single one of them bought into what they want to do before the game. They stood up to them, you know, and I don't like players fighting, but what got me as well, whenever one of us got hit, his teammates were there to back him up, and that's a big thing. I said this, that I want togetherness in my squad, and you know, in my changing room, and as I say, I certainly got that tonight.
It really was a feisty encounter, no holds barred. Great advert for the local game, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know what you're going to get with them games. You know, Crusaders have got a game plan. They want to go back to front very, very quick, very direct. You know, as I said, you had to handle that, and we did. You know, I like to play football the right way. And you know what I mean? People always have different styles, but as I said, yeah, they're good at what they do. You know, there's 2 big strong ones up top, you know what I mean, who put themselves about. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean, it was a good one for the supporters. But what pleased me was, you know, to go down there on the AstroTurf they've got. And as I said, yeah, I thought we were unlucky not to win the game.
A draw for a result? Or?
Yes, it is. I'm delighted with a point, but I think, you know, I thought in the second half, you know, what save did Johnny have to make bar the one the guy hit in the last couple of minutes, the volley? You know, you look at the goals we give away, you know, individual errors, both of them really. But as I say, at the end of the day, that's football. I don't buy into it. You know, we're in this together. We're a team. And, you know, I was just, you know, disappointed because I thought we could have won the game. We should have won the game. That's my honest opinion on it.
Early in the second half, when we got the second goal, we were really looking really good at that time, and we could have gone on and won it there, couldn't we?
Yeah, definitely. I said this, we've got great players. You know, it's hard for the players that aren't playing at the moment as well, because, you know, look at the bench we had last night. I think every single one of them would get into any other team, and that's in the top 4 or 5 teams in this league. But, you know, I thought once the second half, the whistle blew, you know, I thought we came out of the traps very well. You know, we took the game to them, and as I said, you know, if that one had went in, you know, I thought we could have went on and should have went on to win the game.
It's a ground where we haven't done so well lately, so it's great to be really competitive there, isn't it?
Well, I said to the players before, what went on before, listen, that's all history to me. This is new. That's, you know, my first time there as a manager, and even as I played there, I won the Youth Cup of Linfield years ago as a kid, but in the old Seaview. But I said, look, what went on is history. I said, this is new. It's a new challenge. I said, one thing is stand up and be counted, but also, you know, go about your job of playing football. And listen, it is hard to get it down in that Astro, but I thought we'd done that there, and when we tried to in parts of the game. And listen, I'm pleased with the way we've went about it. That's 2 away games with 4 points against the team top of the league, so, you know, I can't ask for any more.
The league's really competitive. There's only a point between about 5 or 6 teams. It's shaping up for a great season, isn't it?
Definitely. You know, it's still early days, and there's a lot of teams who'll fancy themselves, but, you know, I've just got to worry about Linfield Football Club, and that's all I do, what's in that changing room.
A lot of home games to come up now, so we've really got to try and capitalise on the fact we've a lot of home games coming up.
Yeah, definitely. It's you know, obviously the home games, as I said, don't fear getting into any game, whether it's at home, whether it's away. You know, it's a ball on a big pitch. Go and enjoy it, go and express yourself. And that's one thing I'll be saying to the boys at home. You know, go and win our home games. If you can pick up points or wins away, you know, it adds up at the end of the season, but the home games are the ones you need to win if you're going to win titles.
And starting on Saturday, Ballymena doesn't come much tougher than that, does it, after their great result with Cliftonville the other day?
No, definitely. Ballymena's going to be a hard game. You know, Big Spike, who was a legend here, has got them firing all cylinders early doors, and listen, all games are going to be tough, but they'll be coming here fancying their chances. But I said, I've got to worry about, you know, what I've got in that change room and what we can do,
and we just need the supporters here on Saturday the way they were at Seaview last night.
Fantastic support. You know, as I say, that's my dad went there, and he said to me, oh, it felt like a proper old game whenever he played. Listen, I want to win games, but, you know, I want to play entertaining football, and I want to bring the spirit and the huff and puff back to Linfield. You know, I thought we'd done that, and the fans were fantastic last night.
Well done, and all the best for Saturday.
Cheers. Yep.